Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
So let's head to the rumor mill. Apparently, Kelly Clarkson is reportedly considering stepping away from her daytime talk show, The Kelly Clarkson Show, when her contract concludes in 2026. This decision is driven by her desire to spend more time with her children and potentially relocate to the southern U.S.
Oh, where's she now?
I guess out in Hollywood.
No, she's or in New York.
Yeah, one of the two. Okay. Despite the show's success, averaging 1.2 million daily viewers and winning multiple daytime Emmys, its high production costs limit profitability, but NBC is keen on retaining Clarkson for other high-profile events, and rumor is Clarkson may be replacing Hoda on the Today Show.
What?
Although they are denying this, saying that the move would contradict her goals, but...
I thought Hoda was already replaced.
I don't think so.
I did too.
It's revolving guests. Right
oh.
Now.
I thought if you wanted to spend more time with your kids, taking over a network TV morning show is probably not the way to do
right.
it.
Right.
Just, I don't know.
But if that's an excuse, though, sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I buy that. That's the reason.
It may be.
I mean, it's a good reason to step away, you know, right. spending more time with family. Absolutely.
Mark, you can tune out for the next story. Bruce Springsteen has announced the release of Tracks 2, The Lost Albums. It's a collection of seven previously unreleased albums, totaling 83 tracks recorded between 83 and 2018. This box set is set for release on June 27th of 2025.
Sue?
Sue, just write that down.
Can I assume this has already either been in Sue's news or will be tomorrow, tonight, for Reardon?
Yep.
Because he's a big fan.
He's a huge fan.
He's not that huge.
No accounting
so
for taste,
music.
But that's all right.
That's a lot of albums.
Yeah. It's a lot of outtakes. And there are 12 songs that no one's ever heard. Because like some of the songs that he has in those 83, he's played live.
Okay.
But there are some of them that no one has ever heard before.
Well, the great thing about Springsteen, if you've heard one, you've heard them all. But go ahead. I'm sorry. I digress.
I'm actually curious because he's releasing one called Somewhere North of Nashville, which is a country-inspired collaboration, so might be all right. If you're looking to get this, the box set's going to be available in limited editions, including 9 LP vinyl set that's going to be about $350, or a 7 CD set, which is $300. I didn't know people still bought CDs, but...
Did they really?
Yeah, who buys CDs?
Wow, I had no idea.
I was just having a conversation with somebody who does, and this person was younger... And this person said, and I can't remember if it's who the heck it was, otherwise I wouldn't be so, you know, obtuse about it. But she was saying, I like to control the sound of it, the quality of it, downloads her own stuff, and then can play that in the car.
Huh. That's way too much work.
Okay.
Right?
That's a lot of work.
Crazy. After an anchoring Inside Edition for 30 years, Deborah Norville announced that she will be stepping down at the end of the current season. Norville expressed gratitude for her time on the show, but stated it's time to pursue new opportunities that aren't possible if she remains. She will host a new trivia game show called The Perfect Line that's premiering later this year.
Wow.
30 years.
30 years.
Hard to believe it's been that long.
There are so many.
Remember when she was on the Today Show?
Yeah.
Yeah. All those years ago?
What was she doing on the Today Show?
She was a co-host of the Today Show early on.
I do love game shows, but there's so many new ones. And there's only, like, I watched The Price is Right the other day. There's some classics that have been on the air for so many years, and they're still good.
Mm-hmm.
So many of these other newer ones are just not catchy.
What's your favorite game on Price is Right?
I loved the mountain climber guy. I don't know if they still do the yodeler guy. I don't know if they still do that, yeah. But they do. That's a great one.
The right answer is Plinko.
Oh, I love Plinko. That's probably number two.
Disney has indefinitely paused development on its live-action remake of the 2010 animated Tangled film.
Good.
Todd Pyro will be upset. This decision follows the underwhelming box office performance of the recent Snow White adaptation, which grossed approximately $140 million against a $270 million budget.
Ouch.
Leading to an estimated $115 million loss.
Go woke, go broke. But Tangled was popular, wasn't it?
Snow White was popular.
But as long as they get
previous to the remake.
As long as they pick an actress or an actor that's not going to sit out there and bash the original of Tangled, I think they're okay. I don't think it was an issue with, it's a remake, it's Snow White. It was an issue with the actress. People didn't like what she was saying, and she kind of tarnished everything with that movie.
Maybe the fact that she wasn't Snow White.
And they changed the plot a little bit, I believe.
Thank you.
A lot.
They did say that the upcoming live projects, the Lilo and Stitch and Moana live adaptations, if they do well, they might go back to Tangled. So there's a glimmer of hope there if you're a Tangled fan. A federal judge has granted Drake permission to access Kendrick Lamar's contracts with Universal Music Group as part of his defamation lawsuit against the company. Drake alleges that UMG facilitated the release and promotion of Lamar's diss track Not Like Us, which he claims falsely portrays him as a pedophile and cites violence against him. This development marks a significant step in the ongoing legal dispute, as access to these contracts may provide insight into UMG's involvement in the distribution and promotion of Lamar's track. He's just suing everybody.
Who?
That would be Drake.
Oh, Drake, yeah. I'll bet he is.
I mean, good luck.
Maybe
Drake.
With good cause.
They both have songs in the top 10 right now, so they're both doing just fine.
Crying in my giant pile of money.
Yeah.
It looks like as the April 5th deadline approaches for TikTok's parent company ByteDance to divest its U.S. operations or face a ban, Amazon has expressed interest in acquiring the popular social media platform. According to reports from CBS News and other outlets, Amazon has communicated the interest to the White House. However, the timing of Amazon's bid coming just days before the deadline has led some to question the seriousness of its proposal.
And I heard Mr. Beast wants to buy it as well.
He could afford it.
Mr. Beast.
That guy gave away.
He's a YouTuber.
How many millions of dollars? Several million dollars on his show Beast Games
on Amazon.
It was the most money ever given away on a show or game show.
Does he have
whatever.
Enough money? Don't they want in the billions to buy this?
I'm sure. Dance?
That's what the tariffs are for, Mark.
Save TikTok. I'm not even on TikTok.
Me either.
Me neither. Me too. Hashtag me neither.
Get more at 971talk.com.